High school freshmen in Maine will graduate 3 years from now with a new kind of diploma, for which they'll have to show proficiency in subjects from math and English to science. Schools have taken different approaches to implementing the new law. Some are using a model of customized or student-paced learning, and some schools are showing more success than others. Maine Public's Robbie Feinberg is following the transition at one high school in a series we're calling Lessons from Oak Hill.
You're a rock star. I cannot wait to see that this afternoon.
Here at Oak Hill High School, students flock to Heather Finn's math classroom before school, during a prep period, or late into the day. At any one time, Finn might be giving one student a quiz, helping three or four others catch up on notes, and working with half a dozen more on a project.
All right, so you found this part, which ends up being a positive 3/4. So let's go back to your graph for a second.
Finn can barely sit with a student for 5 minutes before someone is knocking on her door looking for advice.
So now I have this great equation. Hey, what's up?
Miss Sherritt's not in her room.
Okay.
And I need help with this.
You know, back in the day, I used to give detentions because they wouldn't give homework. Well, I have so many kids who stay after school, I don't have time to give detentions because my room's already full. My after-school class is bigger than some of my other classes sometimes. And so, you know, so that's been my focus on. You want to get it done? I'll help you.
Finn has been teaching at Oak Hill for most of her career and calls the staff here like a family. But only a few years ago, she thought about leaving.
I was soul searching at that point because I was really struggling. I really hated my job at that moment.
The source of her struggles goes back almost 10 years, when the district adopted a new kind of instructional style called mass customized learning. It's an idea pioneered by Bema Garvey, a longtime Maine educator who wrote a book in 2011 outlining her vision of education, one without age-based grade levels that instead lets students work at their own pace.
And so we've got to stop thinking about these old structures and say we need to design an educational system so that kids can go at their own pace.
McGarvey says that schools have been stuck in an industrial age that isn't doing enough to personalize education. She envisions a system in which students use technology to follow their own interests, with teachers designing collaborative seminars on more complicated topics.
It's to create learning that is where they need to be, but taking into account that their interests and their styles of learning, when you create that, you've hooked them.
Maine's Department of Education saw promise in the idea, and in 2011, Oak Hill officially joined the cohort of schools pursuing this kind of student-paced learning.
Okay, so let's go ahead and graph so you can see what you're dealing with.
In Heather Finn's math classroom, the transition to proficiency-based education included videos for students to watch at home. It worked well for a few months, she says, until it became clear that while some students had kept up and even gone ahead, others weren't doing homework or notes or completing many tests and quizzes.
And then all of a sudden the separations start happening. And so I have the kids who are on pace and I have those kids who are perpetually always behind. And it got to the point where I had 20 kids in 20 spots. And it was impossible to teach. It was so frustrating. You know, just to the point where it's like I couldn't do it.
Finn says the result was an unmanageable classroom where some students wound up as much as a semester behind their peers. Statewide, advocates for this kind of learning acknowledge that some schools misinterpreted the concept of letting students learn at their own pace.
That was one of the big misunderstandings.
Linda Laughlin, the executive director of the Maine Cohort for Customized Learning, says those misunderstandings have slowed down the transition in many schools.
I noticed, at least after about 5 or 6 years, is that that was being interpreted as if we're going to meet them where they are and move them on at their own learning pace, that meant that learners would never have deadlines. And that's not what that meant. We still can set deadlines for learners.
But some districts report that student-paced learning is working.
Okay, we can go from gallons to what on your chart that would help you get 2 cups?
At Forest Hills Consolidated School in Jackman, math teacher Natalie Costello does the equivalent of teaching 3 math classes at once. About a half dozen middle and high school students work on problems on one side of the room, while Costello leads a lesson for a few other students up at the board. Forest Hills was one of the first schools to implement customized learning, and teachers from elementary to high school are still using elements of it today.
I think it gives them more of a chance and helps them see, like, oh yeah, I can do this. It's not just I failed and now what?
Forest Hills routinely hits a 90 to 100% graduation rate, and it's seen growth in its NWEA standardized test scores since 2012. But the school's small size could be a big factor in its success. Senior Carson Veyu says it's easier to stay current on work when you're one of only five or six students in class. Veyu says some students still put off deadlines, but the new system, he believes, is working.
When we were freshmen, it was really tough because we were the first class to do it, so the teachers were just starting out and they were coming up with plans and they were tweaking things as we were learning, so it was a lot more difficult. But now that all the bumps are out, it's going a lot smoother.
Christina, how are you doing?
But the bumps didn't get smoothed out at Oak Hill. A few years ago, administrators saw that student-paced learning wasn't working in the math department. And it's been replaced with a system in which teachers, again, work at their pace. Students can still refer to videos, but math teacher Heather Finn now teaches the class all at once, then works with students in smaller groups. She's thankful.
I can have a conversation on Chapter 5, and at least we've all been talking Chapter 5 at least a little bit, and so they would know what a parabola was or whatever we were talking about. They'd have at least an idea about it.
Meanwhile, many teachers in Maine say the push to proficiency-based education is still leaving them feeling overwhelmed as schools statewide try to find their way on the path toward proficiency. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.